But actually, they did good things. So in Belgium, they turned into a group called the Beguines and the Beggars, and that's where beggars come from. Well, that's one theory about where the word beggars come from. Am I right, John?
Yeah.
You're the expert in etymology. we've got John from QI in the audience here, so he's going to correct any factual mistakes and errors I make. And where was I? You put me off now.
Beggary.
The Brethren of the Free Spirit, yeah, the Beguines and the Beggars. And in for example, in Antwerp today, there are still a couple of Beguinages, like hermitages, still standing. And these were sort of women who, they were like lay nuns. So they sort of retreated from the world and built these little beautiful little courtyards where they lived. But they went out, they didn't work, but they went out and helped people in the community. And that's always been a sort of role for an idler. For example, there's my friend Ray Ruffler-Jones, who's a sort of Notting Hill character. He hasn't had a job for about 30 or 40 years. He's actually sort of very active in the community, and sort of there to help out and do babysitting or look after people, pick things up. You know, it's actually quite useful to a society to have a few loafers around on the edge who are just kind of sitting there, like sitting outside doing nothing. But look, can you come over here and get me some drinks? And I've seen that work in, for example, in Mexican towns. There'll be these men who just literally sit there staring all day. But occasionally the bob will come out and say, can you run around the corner and get me a couple of beers? And they'll, you know, go and get the beers and then sit down and carry on again. We're completely guilt-free. So these two cultures, you know, have been fighting. We did a debate earlier with Will Hutton, the Work Foundation, he's a sort of very much a senior character to me. I was going to say he rather sweetly believes, that sounds patronising, but his idea is that you can go into companies and tell them to improve their conditions. That sounds to me a little bit like a sort of slightly improving the conditions of the slavery in the corporation. Yes, you can improve it, you can make the pay slightly better, you can sort of gild the cage in a sense. But really the goal is sort of total liberation, and that has to come from the bottom up. It's not going to be given to you. You know, freedom is not something that's given. You have to just sort of take it. And freedom that was given is not really freedom. You're allowed freedom today, not tomorrow. You know, that's not freedom, it's not real liberty. Now these ideas, again, keep popping up. I mentioned the beatniks. It's all through the 19th century. The reaction against the injustices and the deprivations of the Industrial Revolution, which obviously you get most famously in Marx. But there were loads of other writers at the time who were criticising that system of work. Starting with Cobbett, well not starting with, but Cobbett in the early 19th century, criticised this whole system. Also popped up in France with the flâneurs, Baudelaire and so on. And it said that in the 1890s it was considered very hip to take a tortoise for a walk, because they like to let the tortoise set the pace. And you'd be sort of wandering through the city with this tortoise, walking through the arcades, not spending money, but just sort of being in the city but not of it, just sort of observing, let it flow past you. And that's quite a nice idea. Hippies and then punks, and I'm going to play a punk song, if I can remember it. But punks, rejected work. There's a lot of punk songs which are against work, career opportunities or Rat Race Brothers specials, not exactly punk, but in that sort of, in that era. And there's this one by the Sex Pistols. You're only 29, got a lot to learn. But when your mummy dies, she will not return. Hey, my boy's not a trace, no reality. We don't work, we just feed. That's all I need. I'm a lazy sod. I'm a lazy sod. I'm a lazy sod. So lazy. I'm a lazy sod. I'm a lazy sod.